This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Tonight at 8, the Trey McIntyre Project returns to Walton Arts Center for a performance included in the venue's 10x10 art series. This highly critically acclaimed dance company will bring to the stage a new ballet choreographed by the company's namesake, a dance that just recently made its debut. Brett Perry is one of the dancers who is in Northwest Arkansas this week and will be on stage tonight with the Trey McIntyre Project. He's inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with us now. Welcome, Brett.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Right. I'm interested in one of the pieces that you're performing this evening. It's The Vinegar Works, modeled after the works of Edward Gorey, who's a writer-illustrator. His figures are kind of stick figures. What's it like trying to portray something, that's kind of a doodle through dance and on stage?
Yeah, The Vinegar Works is Trey's newest creation, and like you said, it's inspired by the works of Edward Gorey. Trey got the rights to 4 of Edward Gorey's stories. Edward Gorey has written thousands of stories. I mean, the man is incredible. It just goes on and on and on. He took it right from the pages. It is the stories coming to life, the characters, all of the character research that we did. We try to make the faces of the characters in the story. And it's interesting taking something that's so flat and making it 3D was kind of a challenge. It took, because you don't want to go overboard with it, then it kind of becomes silly and over the top. So it's finding this balance of what those characters are on the page and how to bring those characters to life. I play the little kid. So I'm channeling, my inner 5, 6, 7-year-olds. And just the research that I did with kids, when they have fear, they tend to turn in a little bit. Just like those little tiny details that we kind of grabbed from the pages and tried to bring those to life.
So did he pass out, the books and have you just kind of study them?
Yeah, he had the books around the studio. And as he was choreographing, he had like the 4 books kind of laid out around him. And I remember we do the Gashly Crumb Tinies, which is his alphabet book, which is an incredible story. And I remember at one point he was... I don't know if he was stuck or just figuring out what he wanted to do for the letter X. So he grabbed the book, was kind of flipping through the book, and he saw the image of the kid that Edward Gorey had drawn for X, and that was the move that I did. He just sort of took it right out of the book, used that inspiration right then and there. So, yeah, he had the books. We posted the stories on the wall so we could kind of always go back and read them and check in with our characters. Some of them are, I wonder what's going on in his head sometimes.
Yeah. In Edward Gorey's head?
Yeah, Edward Gorey's head. I mean, just very dark and twisted, but yet with a sense of humor and very interesting stuff.
Well, from Edward Gorey to Freddie Mercury on this tour, because there's Mercury Half-Life, which includes the music of Queen, right? We Will Rock You and things like that.
Exactly. Mercury Half-Life is this epic Queen piece. It is 50 minutes long.
5-0.
Yeah. It's one of the longest ballets that I've been a part of that Trey's created. I've been in the company for 6 years now. And he just kept pulling out these Queen songs. And some of these songs that I didn't even know, I kind of knew the more popular ones that you hear. I always, whenever we do like school shows and stuff, I'm like, do you know Queen? They're like, no. I'm like, I bet you do, because they play them at sporting events. And, we put on We Will Rock You and the kids go crazy. But Mercury Half-Life is incredibly entertaining. And I think it really takes the audience on quite the journey. They're really with us. They're there for 50 minutes. The dancers are dancing for 50 minutes. It is hardcore, very athletic movement. And there's also tap dancing in Mercury Half-Life, which is really cool. It's kind of a new element that Trey brought into this ballet.
Now, did I see that you sort of got a start with tap dancing?
I did, yeah. I started dancing when I was 4, and I went to preschool with my dance teacher's daughter, and they had invited me to come. We became friends. They had invited me to come take dance class, and tap dance was the first dance class that I got involved with. And I kept doing it for quite some time, and then when I graduated high school, I... went to the Juilliard School in New York City, and the tap class was Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., so I decided to sleep in rather than continue with my tap dancing. So I put my shoes away for about 10 years, I got an email from Trey, and he was like, hey, I'm thinking about choreographing tap. And I didn't know that Trey knew how to tap dance. Trey is an incredibly musical choreographer. He understands music better than most people that I know, the ins and outs of music. And so I knew that he understood music, but I didn't know that he knew how to tap dance. But come to find out that he also got a start in tap dance at a very young age. And we walked into the studio and he was like throwing out all of this tap lingo, and I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go. I thought maybe I might improv, and he's like, oh, I like that step. Like, let's glue that step with that step. But that's not how it went at all. Like, he choreographed it step to step to step, which it's like, wow, because I had never experienced him choreographing tap dance before.
Well, you mentioned Juilliard, and you've pretty much been with the Trey McIntyre Project since you graduated from Juilliard. And now then you're here in Fayetteville, but these are the final weeks of the final tour for the Trey McIntyre Project. Yeah. So what's it like to be with this company sort of at the end, and what's next for you?
Yeah, so I graduated from Juilliard in 2008, and I met Trey my senior year, you know, trying to get a job. And at that point, the company was just starting out in 2008, and it was making its home base in Boise, Idaho. And it's been an incredible 6 years. I'm so thankful. It's a very unique experience for a dancer to be a part of a company that's just starting and to really have a voice in the creation of the company and the wants and needs of a dancer and a dancer on tour. And we've toured all over the world. It's been an incredible experience. You know, last May, we went to Southeast Asia. We went to Korea, South Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, and China. We've been all over Europe. I think it's something crazy, like we've been to like 40 or 42 states in the United States. It's been quite the ride. Yeah, so the company, Trey, announced this year that he was looking to move on to dive into new artistic endeavors. Trey is an incredible filmmaker, an incredible photographer, and he wants to kind of dive into that. And he's still going to be choreographing. He's going to be freelancing on other dance companies. He just had a world premiere with Pennsylvania Ballet a couple of nights ago. And so, yes, we're doing – this is the last tour.
So don't wait till next year, folks.
Don't wait. Yes, if you don't come see us tonight, then I don't know when it is you'll ever get to see us again.
I know that both the Trey McIntyre Project and you personally have worked with the Pride Foundation. You're a Pride Foundation ambassador, working to tell people about equality for LGBT. You arrive in Arkansas in a historic week when the first same-sex legal marriages are happening. The place where you live, Boise, Idaho, the ban has been struck down on gay marriage just this week. I'm just curious, what's that like for you to see this history?
It's unbelievable. I get teary-eyed just thinking about it, especially, well, for every state. But Idaho, we've had such a difficult time with our political leaders in the LGBT community. It's still legal in Ada County in Boise to be fired for being an LGBTQ person, and we've been fighting that. They've been fighting that anti-discrimination law for 8 years now. They call it the Add the Words campaign. So it's been such a struggle, and then this huge monumental decision happened. It's an unbelievable thing, and then to be here in Arkansas, and you know, I follow Twitter pretty heavily in the human rights campaign, and you know, all of the news sources, and it's just been so fun to get on Twitter and see it blow up, and the communities happening, and you know, and I kind of felt like it's my job for the company. You know, sometimes they don't follow those specific issues as close as I do. So it was fun to be in the bus when we landed in Arkansas to be like, hey, guys, you know, this is a big deal for us to be here. Something just major happened. So it was exciting to be able to share that news, something that I feel like I'm very passionate about.
Well, we look forward to your performances tonight, and best of luck on what comes next for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brett Perry is a dancer with the Trey McIntyre Project. The Trey McIntyre Project will be on stage tonight at 8 at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. It's part of the Walton Arts Center's 10x10 series.